Alright, let's get going. Six little tricks to use in the kitchen. First off, take a hard-boiled egg, place it in a jar, add a little bit of water to cover. Then you just place your hand over the jar and shake it like mad. And once you're done, which is pretty soon, you just take the egg out and the shell is basically falling off the boiled egg. And it's that easy to remove. Alright. Trick number five, staying on the same shaking idea. This is a garlic bowl. And I'm just gonna place it in a jar. And again, shake like mad. Okay, once you've done that for a little bit, then you just pop it out and you just remove some of the husks because they'll get in the way later. Okay, once you remove the husk, just put all these garlic cloves back inside. All right, put the lid back on and again, shake like crazy. Keep shaking, just carry on shaking. And now you just pop it out and all the skins have separated from the cloves. You can just pick them away and put them to one side. And then you've got these beautiful little garlic cloves, and if any of the skins are still on, you can put them in the jar and shake again, or just easily pull it off very easily like that. Okay, trick number four, take a kiwi, slice it in half, then take a glass, press the glass into the corner of the kiwi and then up against the back of the skin all the way up until the skin is completely removed in one go. And there we go, now you've got half a kiwi, perfectly peeled, that easy. You can also do the same with mangoes. Now, trick number three, take a banana and a sewing needle, and then you just want to take your sewing needle and push it in through one of the corners and then just slide it in on the inside, cutting the inside of the banana just like that. And then you just move it down a couple centimeters and do another cut. And then move it down a couple more centimeters and do another cut again. And you continue all the way down the spine of the banana until you reach the bottom. And then I suggest you do not open it yourself, but actually hand it over to a friend so that they can open it and make sure they didn't see you doing this. And then all they'll see is just some dots going across the side of the banana, but to their amazement, when they open it, it will be cut into slices because of some kind of black magic or something. Who knows? It's surely going to fascinate and amaze whoever you show it to. All right, trick number two. Take a paprika or red bell pepper and you slice the top off. Then you slice the bottom off. Now here I'm just going to show you how to efficiently cut this paprika and break it down. Okay, so just slice into the side just like this and then remove the core by disconnecting the main connective tissues on the inside, just those three struts, and then place your core on the side. Then flip over the outer skin of the paprika and slice it into thin slices just like this. Okay. Once you've done that, then just take the top. You can remove this little green part at the top of the paprika by just pressing on the back with your thumbs and popping it out, just like this. And then you just simply take the top part and slice it again into slices. And you take now the bottom and also slice that into slices, just like this. And then you've got all this flesh that you can use, which is most of the paprika, and you've got the extra little core bit. Most efficient way to cut it. Now for the final trick, trick number one, you just take a knife and a potato and you put them together and just twirl the potato around while you cut into the skin just softly in a circular motion. Then you take it and you cook it like you normally would. Now, by cooking the skin with the potato, you actually infuse the potato with more flavor because most of the flavor of the potato is actually in the skin, so you get more potato-y mash. And once you've cooked it, you can just pull the skin off just like this. And it's so much more efficient, you don't waste any potato, and it's much quicker than peeling it.